This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Frustrated, obviously, with abortion-friendly filibusters, the U.S. House is crafting a filibuster-proof package to reallocate 89% of funding of the nation's largest abortion provider to thousands of community health centers. While it would face a presidential veto, even that would present a clear case to the American people of what is at stake in coming elections. Ireland faces a battle to rewrite its constitution at the behest of international abortion advocates. Ireland's Eighth Amendment is the antithesis of our Roe v. Wade. And just as life advocates here wish to override it, abortion advocates wish to override Ireland's Eighth and legalize the taking of human life. Actor Liam Neeson favors abortion there enough to have voiced a TV ad laden with pejoratives, condemning the legal defense of human life by people of faith.
A ghost haunts Ireland, a cruel ghost of the last century.
This is Life News Radio. Slavery was wrong for something more than some notion that we don't like slavery anymore. It was wrong because property rights, which slave owners tried to claim, could not compare with the rights lost by those persons called slaves. Legalized abortion holds a similar rights conflict. Be courageous. Know the life issue. Understand the inherent conflicts in abortion. In other headlines, CNN is haranguing David DeLayden, the producer of those Planned Parenthood investigative videos, essentially for the dishonest crime of highlighting the crimes of abortion and selling abortion's aftermath. And our Smithsonian Institute is continuing its display of renowned racist Margaret Sanger in its civil rights exhibit for ostensibly freeing a disproportionate number of black women to have abortions. This has been Life News Radio.